private messaging, what end-to-end encryption really means. End-to-end encryption gets used like a magic phrase, and it does protect something genuinely important. But it's widely misunderstood, both oversold and undersold. Knowing exactly what it guarantees and what it can't lets you use private messaging wisely instead of trusting it blindly. What end-to-end encryption actually means. End-to-end encryption, E2EE, means a message is scrambled on your device and can only be unscrambled on the recipient's device. In between, on the network, and even on the company's own servers, it's unreadable. Not the messaging company, not your internet provider, not someone snooping the network can read the contents. That's a real and valuable guarantee. It's why security-minded people prefer apps built around it for anything sensitive, over older channels like plain text messages or email, which generally aren't private in the same way. The crucial limit, the endpoints. Here's what the marketing glosses over. Encryption protects a message in transit between the two devices. It does nothing once the message arrives on a device someone else can see. If your phone is unlocked and stolen, or infected with malware, or simply left open on a table, the messages are right there in plain view. The ends in end-to-end are the devices, so their security is the whole game. This is why the lessons on locking your devices and avoiding malware matter so much. The strongest encryption in the world can't help a message that's already sitting on a compromised phone. Choosing a private messaging app. Confirm it's end-to-end encrypted by default, not just as an optional mode you have to remember to switch on. Prefer apps with a strong privacy track record and, ideally, independent security audits. Check what data the app collects about your messaging, who you talk to, and when, metadata. Even if it can't read the contents, be aware backups can undo privacy. If chats are backed up unencrypted to the cloud, that copy may be readable even when the app itself is private. Here's one thing to do right now. For anything genuinely sensitive, move the conversation to a reputable end-to-end encrypted app rather than standard text or email, and make sure the phone it lives on has a screen lock. Encryption plus a locked device is the combination that actually keeps a conversation private. Reasonable expectations. You don't need to encrypt your dinner plans. The point isn't paranoia, it's matching the tool to the sensitivity. Use an encrypted app when privacy genuinely matters, keep the devices at both ends locked and updated, and remember that once a message reaches a screen, its safety depends on who can see that screen. For current app recommendations, see the privacy guide and reviews. What encryption doesn't hide? Even perfect end-to-end encryption leaves some things visible, and knowing the gaps keeps your expectations honest. Metadata. Encryption hides what you said, but often not who you talk to, when, and how often. That pattern alone can reveal a lot, and apps differ in how much of it they collect. Your contacts' choices. A message is only as private as both ends. If the person you're talking to backs up your chat to an unencrypted cloud, or lets someone read over their shoulder, your privacy leaks on their side. The fact that you're using the app at all, which is visible to your phone company and the app maker even when the contents aren't. Match the tool to the stakes. None of this means encryption is pointless. It means using it thoughtfully. For genuinely sensitive conversations, choose an app that's encrypted by default and collects little metadata, keep the devices at both ends locked and updated, and be mindful of backups. For everyday chatter, any reputable app is fine and you needn't overthink it. The mistake is treating end-to-end encrypted as a force field that makes anything safe. The reality is that it protects one specific thing very well, the message in transit, and leans on your device security and your contacts for the rest. Used with that understanding, it's a genuinely powerful privacy tool. Used with clear eyes, encrypted messaging is one of the more empowering tools in this whole course. It hands ordinary people genuine, meaningful privacy. Just remember its job ends where your devices begin, keep those locked and updated, and match the app to the sensitivity of the conversation, and you'll get the real benefit without the false confidence. To recap the main points, end-to-end encryption keeps messages unreadable in transit, even to the app maker. It can't protect a message on an unlocked, lost, or malware-infected device. Choose apps that are encrypted by default, audited, and mindful of metadata and backups. Pair encrypted messaging with locked, updated devices to actually stay private.